Welcome to the show.
The weekend is here.
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
There is still much to be done.
Don't forget Memorial Day, okay?
Memorial Day's this weekend.
It's Memorial Day weekend, which means summer is...
Summer is just around the corner.
Take a long weekend.
A three-day weekend.
Memorial Day is it.
Three-day weekend.
Let's not forget.
Let's not forget.
The people who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
It's showtime.
And we will never forget. That is the true meaning of Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I am ready for the weekend, Tracy. Have you noticed I've got all my allergy medicine? Got my Gatorade. I've got my fruit. Got my lozenges.
What'd you bring me?
Whatever you want. I've got my Tommy Bahama little surfer shirt dude on with the pink flamingos.
Are you going surfing?
No. Here's the thing. I've got nowhere to go.
I got nowhere else to go.
I mean, I'm not kidding you.
Ugh.
I've got everything ready, but I have nowhere to go. I've been online looking, because here's the deal with me, and you know this. I love our city, and I do staycations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've stayed almost every place in Kansas City.
Have you ever done a staycation at your home?
I'm thinking that may be the answer this time around.
Maybe.
Because, there's so much to see. A lot of parts of the city that I have not been to in a long time. Can I tell you the big one?
Mm-hmm.
The Plaza. I can't even begin to tell you the last time. I think when I went to the Mac store.
It was when you still dated that one that got away.
Okay, that was years and years ago.
I know.
We'll let that one go.
And you don't go to the Plaza since. That's all.
Okay, that is
about.
A true story. now that it comes full circle, you're right. The only time I go to the Plaza is the Apple Store.
Yeah, you're scared of it.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, memory.
Yes. I paid therapists $200 a session, and you just solved it right there.
Duh. I don't know why you ever let me solve all of your problems. I've only been trying to for 30 years. Whatever.
Anyway, I hope you get out and have a fun time. I know the roads were busy yesterday. Did our who's that blonde chick again that works with us?
I think her name is Tara.
Yeah, did she ever make it back?
I have no idea. She doesn't like us. She avoids us when she's on vacation. You and I actually text each other every day.
Yes, I know. It's like... So I didn't know if you're going to have plans this weekend or you're going
to
like...
My plan is to have no plans, Rocket. I am so worn out and exhausted from months of planning for graduation, and I still have a lot of stuff going on that this weekend I'm doing nothing. In fact, I plan to not put on a bra. I plan to not shower. I might not even brush my teeth. Who knows?
What would you do if all of a sudden, say, this is pretend time, okay? You're sitting there on the couch, you're relaxing. All of a sudden you hear a car pull up. You see me get out of an Uber and knock on your door with a bag.
Oh, I'm not afraid to ignore people on my front porch. I've done it. I do that hide thing, like where the Amazon person walks on the front porch,
yes.
But you think it's a neighbor, so you put the TV on mute and you just kind of like scooch down on your sofa.
Okay, here's the difference. I get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
When I need a staycation, I need a hotel that's got like a restaurant and food and stuff in it, and maybe even a bar. Like where I'm at, I don't have groceries.
Yeah.
I don't have anything in my house.
Hy-Vee delivers, you know.
Well, I don't know stuff like that. You're the one that's a big Hy-Vee person.
I'm not sending you my groceries.
No. But no matter what you're doing, get out and please just remember what Memorial Day weekend's all about. Explain it to your kids. I was listening to a couple of interviews yesterday, and it's sad. You think about your kids just graduating high school. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to war.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah.
And a lot of them did not come back.
So young.
I
couldn't even imagine my kid right now.
They sacrificed their lives for our country. That's what we want you to remember during Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my problem's a first world problem. I have nowhere else to go. Nowhere.
And that's a problem we'll be dealing with for a lifetime.
Yeah, I know. You will be dealing with it for a lifetime.
I don't want any place to go. I'm fine with it.
All right, so weather's going to be another nice, warm, hot day. Air quality today is actually pretty good. I'm starting to breathe a lot better, but I'm still yet, I know I'll disgust you, I hack up a lot of crap.
You've been playing with your little neti pot?
Yes. By the way, can I tell you, that's torture.
It's gross.
No,
I've never used a neti pot.
Don't. It is the most horrible feeling. You do it in the shower.
Some people love it.
Do they?
The people who use it love it. I mean, they think it just cleans them right out, and it's amazing.
Well, there's another one out there. Somebody, if you know anything that's better than a neti pot, please let me know. Text us 816-476-7093. I've been using this a lot, and it is just the most horrible feeling in the world to have liquid just going through your nasal passages.
Just use one of those little ball suckers that they use for babies. The one that I accidentally almost blew up my kid's brain because I squeezed it the wrong way, and instead of sucking out, it blew air into their head. They survived. They're fine.
You're right. All right, our first break of the morning, and I know you have a lot of tabloid coming our way.
Lots of tabloid, and it's kind of a music movie theme day. We've got Lizzo's tribute to Tina Turner and Dua Lipa's brand new song from the new Barbie movie.
Yep, she's spilling all the tea about who's watching who, who's suing who, and who's doing who in Hollywood. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Tom Hanks received an honorary degree from Harvard, and he got to give the commencement speech.
Please don't be embittered by this fact that without having done a lick of work, without having spent any time in class, without once walking into that library in order to have anything to do with the graduating class of Harvard, its faculty, or its distinguished alumni, I make a damn good living playing someone who did. It's the way of the world, kids.
He's talking about his Da Vinci Code characters. They gave him a volleyball that says Harvard, and it's got Wilson's face on it from Castaway.
Yes. It's so funny because you and I were discussing this before the show started, that the first time I remember seeing Tom Hanks, I was a lot younger, and seeing him on television. And you just knew by looking at him, the way that he acted, he's going to be famous.
Now, I never knew that he would become such an amazing dramatic actor. Mm-hmm. I used to love his comedy. But yeah, when I was growing up, even though it only ran for a few seasons, Bosom Buddies was one of my favorite shows.
And the same thing like when Leo DiCaprio was young. You just knew that they had it in them to be the stars that they are.
I didn't even notice him on Growing Pains. I think I had already checked out because I used to really love Growing Pains. And so by the time Leonardo DiCaprio popped up on the final season, I think I'd already checked out of it because it started getting bad.
I didn't notice
him until Gilbert Grape, I guess.
Another great movie. He was a kid then. What? You're right.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was kind of all around the same time, probably. Yeah. Sia, she's a huge fan of the TV show Survivor, and she's been giving away cash rewards to contestants who didn't win the game but just entertained her during the season. She gave Carson, the young student who is studying at NASA, $15,000 and said she will continue to give him that every year as long as she can to help support his education. And then her favorite contestant is Carolyn, and she gave her $100,000.
She didn't win and she got $100,000?
No, I think the winner gets $1 million, don't they?
I don't even remember.
Is it 100? Oh my gosh, I don't remember.
I think the last time I watched it was that hot girl from Kansas City that was on the show.
A lot. It's probably 100,000. Yeah, we've had so many people from Kansas City on that show.
I think her name was Danny. Just real attractive.
Oh, we've had even winners since then.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I just remember her.
Lots of music to talk about today. So, of course, we've been talking about the passing of Tina Turner this week. And Lizzo, at her show in Arizona, did a really big tribute to Tina.
As a black girl in a rock band, I would not exist if it was not
Tina Turner.
I mean, you know, if you were just in the audience, what a treat that was in a tribute to Tina Turner.
Yeah, it was amazing. A new full-length trailer for the upcoming Barbie movie dropped with Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling. Gives us a little more insight to the storyline. And Dua Lipa is going to have a small appearance in the movie as one of the Barbies. And she has a song that she dropped called Dance the Night.
I could dance, I could dance, I could dance.
Watch me
watch the video.
Why'd you say that like a perv?
I didn't. I said you need to watch the video.
You had a little bit of a pervy tone. You were like, you need to watch the video. Following the 10th anniversary of Heart Attack, singer Demi Lovato continues to update her music catalog with newly recorded versions of her past singles, like this brand new rock version of Cool for the Summer.
Go tell your mother, kiss one another, die for each other.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
that different.
No, it's not that different. I will say this, though. That was her best song she ever put out.
Mm-hmm. See, do you like that? Like, if you could only pick one, do you like that one better or the original?
I'll take the original.
Yeah, the original's always my favorite. Yeah. I'm a pop girl. All right, so this weekend, get ready. We have so much for your eyeballs to take in. We have series finales, as in it is going away forever, on Amazon, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Sunday on HBO, it is the series finales of Succession and Barry. And then season finales on Amazon of Citadel. That's that new show with Priyanka Chopra, Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday, it is the season finale of Yellow Jackets. And then in theaters, finally it is here, we have The Little Mermaid. This is the live-action remake of the 1989 animated classic.
Number one this weekend?
I think so, probably. Although, I mean, Guardians is still doing good, but yeah, probably. And Fast, we have Fast 10. Yeah, I mean...
And everybody's off for the holiday.
That is true. It could be number one. I don't know, though. The Fast 10 is big and popular. Halle Bailey is Ariel, Melissa McCarthy, so many people in this movie. Javier Bardem, David Diggs, Awkwafina. And then remember that Lin-Manuel helped work on some of the new music, and everybody loves him. Also in theaters, you have About My Father with Robert De Niro, The Machine starring Burt Kreischer, which is based on his most famous stand-up routine, which is he claims a real story. Mark Hamill plays his dad. I'm thinking that this actually is going to be pretty decent, or they wouldn't have released it on Memorial Day weekend.
I agree. And here's the deal. Everybody has their niche following. You know, we had him on our show when he told the story, and I think we were like almost 17 minutes late because he kept telling the story. We couldn't stop laughing.
Such a good story.
But that
though.
Story has just kept going and going and going.
Yeah.
I think it'll do great this weekend.
I think it'll do well, yeah. And then also there's a movie called Kandahar with Gerard Butler as a CIA operative. And that is your tabloid trash.
Good morning, KC. It's Rocket and Teresa on a holiday weekend. Weather is going to be nice. It's going to be a high of 80. All right. Are you ready for the easiest contest on the planet?
I'm super ready for it because it's easy.
All right. Here we go. Well, good morning, Kansas City. Welcome, welcome all this holiday weekend to the most easy game ever played on the planet. Here's how it works.
Well, we have a gift card. $50 for Old Shawnee Pizza. Home of the famous Crab Rangoon Pizza, by the way,
Crab
Rocket.
Crab Rangoon!
We need to go try one of those. They have a brand new location in the Crossroads.
Brand new location!
All you have to do is play the incredibly easy game of guessing how many fingers am I holding up. And to make sure we don't cheat, Rocket, I want you to document right now. Are my fingers set in place?
Yes, they're in place.
All right, and now that it is set, I cannot change them.
Good morning, Mix. How many fingers is she holding up?
How about seven?
That is incorrect. But you are smart enough to know it is between 1 and 10.
Good morning, Mix. How many fingers is she holding up?
3.5.
That is incorrect.
How could she hold 3.5?
Why would you say half?
He just hung up. Good morning, Mix. How many fingers is she holding up?
5.
No.
Incorrect. Good morning, Mix. How many fingers is she holding up?
3.
It is 3.
It is 3. We got a winner.
Why did he say 3.5? You are correct. Who is this?
Mike.
Mike, you're going to get a $50 gift card to Old Shawnee Pizza. And they have locations in Shawnee, Lenexa, the Crossroads, home of the famous Crab Rangoon Pizza. But listen, you need to tell all of your friends who did not win that this is our 50-50 deal for today. So at 8 o'clock, they can go to mix93.com and they can actually get a $50 gift card to Old Shawnee Pizza, but it will only cost them $25. But of course, yours is free.
Nice.
Hey, man, congratulations.
Awesome.
Have you ever tried their Crab Rangoon Pizza? I've never even heard of it, but I want it now.
No, I haven't, and yeah, I'm salivating just thinking about it. I didn't eat breakfast yet this morning, so yeah, I'm on
Isn't pizza for breakfast the best?
It's always, but especially cold.
Yes.
Hey, man, thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold. Hey, real quick, any big plans for the holiday weekend?
Just hanging out with family, going to the lake, you know, usual stuff.
There you
okay,
go.
Just text us the address of your lake home, and we're all good.
Yeah, Teresa's going to stay home, and myself, well, I've got nowhere
else
to go.
Well, no, if I have a lake house, then I
would
go.
You would go?
Yes.
I forget, you grew up on lakes. All right, man. Hey, thank you for listening. Hold on one quick second. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll find out what's trending.
Yeah, the simple formula to a great vacation.
Good morning, KC. Be safe on the roads. A lot of people are traveling this holiday weekend. You talk about traveling and hanging out with your family. We had a gentleman who, him and his family, he just won the easiest contest on the planet, which I thought that was a great contest.
I was holding up three fingers.
Somebody said you had 3.5 fingers up. They were so close.
It really threw me off.
I know
was like,
it did.
Wait, that's not right, but that's weird. Why would you say half?
First of all, you and I never get lost for words when we talk.
Mm-hmm.
We both just stop for a second, look at each other, and went,
what?
So I know you're going to be heading out to the lake. Why not, you know, have a, you know, just fill your fridge up with groceries. This is what we're doing because we understand summertime's here. Things get very expensive. This is why we always team up with our friends at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, so coming up on June 9th, we will all get together and we will actually have a fridge with a lock on it, and you will win a key at 7 o'clock this morning that could open that fridge.
Here's what's trending on Mix.
So now most everything has had its season finale, or there's a bunch of big ones this weekend on like HBO and Showtime. So experts have tallied it all up, and CBS was the most watched broadcast network for the 15th straight year.
Wow, what is there like a show that leads the way?
Like NCIS, a lot of those shows are always
shows?
Number one.
Yeah.
Forbes estimates that Taylor Swift is worth $570 million due to her savvy business skills, including payments from songwriting royalties, album sales, real estate purchases, deals with brands, and of course her tours. She was also one of the first artists to embrace social media, and she's also the CEO of her own management company. Taylor's tour will be running through New Jersey this weekend. James Cameron is writing a new Terminator movie, but he's waiting to see the effects of AI on the real world before he finishes it.
I finally watched the end of the last one, because remember I told you I started it and I didn't quite get into it?
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's...
None of them are bad. It's just that there's no wow factor anymore. Like, the first one was super original, and then I feel like Terminator 2 is just the best of all time, and there were still some things that made us go, what? And then by the time they got to 3, it was like, okay, we've kind of seen it. And then they keep making all these sequels that I'll watch one time, but they're very forgettable.
I totally agree with that.
But yeah. We all know that what happens in the Terminator movies is completely what's going to happen in real life.
Absolutely.
So just get ready for it. And then finally, experts say they have found the way to have a really great vacation, and it's a very simple formula. Travel with at least 4 people. That's usually what we do when my whole family goes. Enjoy a minimum of 4 new experiences, something you have never done before, and do at least one thing that is completely unexpected. I don't know if I ever do that. Like, for example, if we go to Disney World, it's super fun. I'm going to love it. But I don't know if I'm doing something I've never done before, and definitely not new experiences because we go all the time.
Yeah, traveling's expensive.
It's hard to do something that you've never done before.
I get it.
Let's think about a staycation that you would do, Rocket. Do you think that you have at least 4 new experiences?
I did, you know, a couple of years. I have exhausted. This is why I have nowhere to go this weekend.
Yeah.
I have used every single place that I go and travel to.
But that doesn't mean they're not available. There's still a lot of places in our area
I know.
That you haven't traveled to.
And I told you that. I've been looking all day today. I'm looking for a place to go, and I started thinking about it. And this is no joke, by the way, Casey. The only place I haven't been to and stayed and experienced the restaurants and hotels, it's been the Plaza. And I didn't realize that until Teresa mentioned something.
But I wouldn't count that, because you actually have gone down there and experienced it. Maybe you haven't stayed recently, but you have done it before. We need to pick a place you've never been before. Like, have you ever just gone out to, I don't know, Blue Springs and spent a weekend? Or have you ever gone to Lee Summit and got a hotel and spent a weekend?
Is it far?
Have you actually ever gone to Branson and stayed for a weekend?
Where's Branson?
Oh my gosh, Rocket, there's so many things you haven't done. That's what's trending on Mix.
What's up, KC? What's up? What's up, KC? What's up? That's the city.
All right, Casey, that is your cue to call us right now, 816-476-7093. Very simple question. Why are you ready for this weekend? And I totally forgot until our last winner who got the Hy-Vee key.
Mm-hmm.
That kids are still in school. This is the last day for a lot of kids.
Some of them, or maybe the kids are out and the teachers have to do, you know, like wrap things up all by themselves. But yeah, it should be completely done after today. No more. In fact, if you show up at school, it might be locked.
Yes. So why are you ready for this weekend? And feel free to make sure you say hi to any service members of your family who are still serving today or who had the ultimate sacrifice in the past. We definitely want to acknowledge them this weekend. So our phone number, it's the same as the text number, 816 476-7093. And if there are any kids in the car with you, we love to put kids on the air because they're honest.
And they're adorable.
They are adorable. I love kids. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend?
Oh, spend time with my family.
That'll be fun. Are you just going to relax at home?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be barbecuing and hanging out with my little one.
Oh, tell us about your little one. How old?
He's a year and a half, and my wife's pregnant. So we're just getting ready for another one.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Yes. Enjoy your family. Have a good weekend.
Right on. Thank you.
Later, brother. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready for the weekend because I am dropping my daughter off at her last day of school. She is now a junior. And then I got two more at home, and we just have a long, awesome weekend with family planned and just start off to the summer and get this kid excited for her little California trip in June.
Oh, what is she going to California for?
Her 16th birthday. She's bringing her and a couple of her friends, and we're all just going to go there and hang out for about a week and have some fun in the Orange County area.
I'm sorry, Orange County, is that where Disneyland is? Well, just so you know, that's where it is. So if you just happen to stumble through the gates, you have a great time.
That's awesome. Have a great day, man. That was hilarious. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend?
Because today's my last day of school.
Yay. Who is this?
Zoe.
Hey, Zoe. How are you doing today?
Good.
What do you have planned for the summer?
Well, I have a lot of dance.
Oh, are you a competitor dancer?
Yeah.
So you practice all the time, don't you?
Yep.
Well, let us know how you do this summer in competition, okay?
Okay.
Have fun.
Bye, Zoe. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend? Are you there? Going once?
We have tons on the text line.
Yeah, we'll get to those. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready? Oops, lost you. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
Going to the Lake of the Ozarks with my daughter, but a big shout out to my father-in-law, who paid the ultimate sacrifice for the war. So just want to remember him this weekend, too.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that. Enjoy the Lake of the Ozarks. Be safe. Good morning, Mix. Who's this, and why are you ready for the weekend?
This is Addison.
Hi, Addison. What are you doing this weekend?
I went to the zoo with my boyfriend.
Nice. The zoo? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Have so much fun, Addison. Have a great weekend. Let's read a couple of texts and we'll come back and get more.
Monica, I'm ready for the weekend because I'm taking my 79-year-old dad to Texas to see his sister, then going to the Gulf Coast, going deep sea fishing and relaxing. And we've got one here from Zach that says Oak Park Track competes as state this weekend.
Yes, good luck to you guys. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready for the weekend because it starts off my daughter's softball season. Ready to see them play some awesome games.
Are you going to travel a lot for softball?
Traveling a lot. We're here this weekend for Memorial. Then we're going to Ohio, Colorado, California. And just excited to see her come back and play as well. She was injured for high school, but she got to play towards the end. High school ball.
I'm That's glad she's awesome. Doing better.
Man, these sports just creep me out. Not creep me out, but it just freaks me out how much they travel.
You couldn't do it.
Our coworker was just talking about how, what are you doing for the summer with the girls? Well, the oldest started volleyball, so we're traveling all summer
on
long.
On the road.
Yep. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
Well, I'm ready for the weekend because my birthday was yesterday, and I'm going to Arkansas this weekend.
What part of Arkansas?
Oh, it's like, I don't know the name of it. It's like the tip of the Missouri line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's where I'm going to go.
Well, happy belated birthday. Yes, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Let's take one more call before we go to break, Teresa. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend? Are you there? Oops, I lost you. There you go. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend?
Yes, this is Liz, and I'm excited for the weekend because my little baby is going to be 4. I call her my baby because she's my only one. But
she'll always be your baby.
Oh, absolutely.
I know. And so we're throwing her a Frozen birthday party, and then she's going to my in-laws, and then when she comes home, I'm going to, for her birthday present, I'm redecorating her whole room in Frozen.
In Frozen?
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I had a Frozen room.
Remember when that guy called and he said, I don't like Disney?
Yeah, that
was the worst. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you.
That's going to be so fun. Happy birthday to your daughter.
Yes. I'm gonna run a little late, Teresa. These phones are just blowing up.
Okay.
Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready because I get to spend time with my awesome family.
That's nice.
Do you have a favorite in your family?
Crockett.
It's a trick question.
Put her on the spot.
I'm sorry. Hey, what's your name, honey?
Aubrey.
Aubrey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Say, have a great weekend, Kansas City.
Have a great weekend, Kansas City.
Ready for your daily dose of weird, oddball, or bizarre? We just can't make this up on Mix 93.3.
A Northwest Georgia woman is facing criminal charges for making a salad. So what happened was she broke into a restaurant to make that salad. So in case you're listening, kids, you probably shouldn't break into other people's places, whether it's a business or a home. She allegedly entered the Harvest Moon Cafe. This was last Saturday. She was going to make her meal. The restaurant was forced to throw away $500 worth of food because she touched it all with her bare hands.
Oh, no.
Also in Georgia, the Department of Driver Services has just reminded people to keep things classy. They say, please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license and IDs.
No way.
Apparently that's been a problem.
Seriously, what is wrong with people?
Speaking of getting naked, a man in Oklahoma was arrested for indecent exposure after airdropping naked photos of himself while he was applying for an apartment. You know what, though? I'll bet that was an accident. Like he's got his phone and the computer and he's trying to fill out the application. And sometimes the airdrop, to choose what you airdrop, I guess.
Absolutely. There's no way that was an accident. Maybe quit defending him.
Maybe the naked photo was right next to like an ID that he was trying to airdrop or something.
Who does that?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Charlotte, North Carolina is letting the public name a street sweeper. The finalists are Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, I like that.
Sweep Caroline.
Sweep Caroline.
And Sweepy Big Sweep Face.
No, what
I
was
like
the first
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra's good.
That one's fun. And finally, can this guy's dog talk on command?
Can I get a, oh yeah? Oh yeah? Oh yeah. Listen can to I that. Get a,
amazing.
It is amazing.
I gotta teach my dogs to do that.
It's Rocket and Teresa.
You guys crack me up.
You guys are awesome.
On Mix 93.3.
Happy holiday weekend. Calm Down, Rima, Selena Gomez. A perfect song for going to the lake, having a cold beer, or maybe a frozen margarita. It is the holiday weekend. Please, please be safe.
Here's what's trending on Mix.
The TSA says it is ready for summer travel season, which kicks off this Memorial Day weekend. They're expecting to screen roughly 10 million travelers.
Yeah, and I heard the news this morning. They were talking about how, look, you know, you and I are TSA approved.
I'm not. You keep saying that. I'm not.
Oh, I am TSA approved. They said, look, don't think just because you're TSA or clear approved that it's going to be easier because that secret is out.
I do have clear, and we didn't used to have that. Do we have it at the new airport?
We do have it at the new airport,
okay,
I believe.
Okay, well, that makes things a little easier. But also, I'm not going anywhere, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's okay. Join the club. I'm not going anywhere either. Although, I am looking at a place you told me that I've never been to.
Well, you always talk about staycations. Yes. I think you need to go to the Lenexa City Center.
I've been looking at. I
think you'd enjoy it.
I've never been to Lenexa.
Yeah.
I've lived here for years.
See my friends
at
Orange Theory. They have like a little courtyard area where they have live music. There's a food court area. Our friend Alejandro has a restaurant there.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, you should go check it out.
I'll look it up.
A Los Angeles County judge on Thursday said that she will dismiss a lawsuit that the stars of the 1968 Romeo and Juliet filed over the film's nude scene, finding that their depiction could not be considered pornography, and they filed their claim too late. Celine Dion just announced on Instagram that she is canceling her world tour. The singer recently announced that she is battling a rare neurological disorder. She said it's just not fair to her fans to keep postponing, so she's officially canceling, but she said she wants you to know she is not giving up. A new full-length trailer for the upcoming Barbie movie just came out. It stars Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, and Dua Lipa has a very small part. She gets to be a Barbie, and she also has a song in the movie. She just dropped the song and the video. It's called Dance the Night.
Just like she's done in the past, when you hear this, know this will be the song of the summer.
Instant hit.
Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the party running, I wouldn't get out of place.
Love it. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. That is in the new Barbie movie, which hits theaters on July 21st. But today in theaters, finally, we've been talking about it forever, the brand new version of The Little Mermaid is here. It stars Halle Bailey as Ariel, Melissa McCarthy as Ursula, Javier Bardem as King Triton, David Diggs from Hamilton is Sebastian the Crab, little Jacob Tremblay is Flounder, and Awkwafina is Scuttle. The original composer, Alan Menken, he did write some new songs with Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame, and look for a cameo from the original voice of Ariel, Jodie Benson.
This is interesting. I'm curious how it's going to do. By the way, the voice of Awkwafina, I think, is amazing. I think
she has a very unique voice.
She totally has a unique voice.
And I think Scuttle, he's the little bird.
Right.
I think he has a little rap. I keep saying he because he was a he in the cartoon.
Right.
But I think that Awkwafina as Scuttle, I think she gets a little rap song, which is fun. Also in theaters, About My Father with comic Sebastian Maniscalco and Robert De Niro. And also The Machine starring comedian Bert Kreischer. Yes, this is based on his most famous stand-up routine, which is based on a real-life story. And Mark Hamill plays his dad in the movie. And I'm guessing it must be pretty decent if they're releasing it Memorial Day weekend.
On a holiday weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've actually heard pretty good things about it. And what are your plans this extended holiday weekend? According to a new poll, backyard barbecues are the top activity. 59% of people plan to grill. 43% of us will at least go to a party or host one. The top things on our shopping list this weekend are food, booze, non-alcoholic drinks, and party supplies. But it is just a big shopping weekend for, you know, like there's lots of deals and stuff, like for clothes and things, patio furniture. The top three retailers that people plan to shop with are Walmart, Amazon, and Target. And on average, we're going to spend about $356. Oof. I'm not spending that on average. Beer is still the top choice for drinkers. 70% will buy beer. 43% will buy wine. 30% will buy hard seltzers. I am still just not a hard seltzer fan.
Man, isn't it weird how that just came about? Seltzers are everywhere.
It's carbonated water, people, with a little bit of a kick. In the past month, sales of sunscreen are up 109%.
Good.
Pool floats and pool noodles, 81%. And new grills are up 54%.
Welcome to Friday. It's Rocket and Teresa, and we want to hear from you, Casey. Join our show, will you? Let us know why you are ready for this weekend. 816-476-7093. You can call or you can text. Now, a couple things. One, we love to have kids when they call our show.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it. And also, we want to acknowledge what this weekend is really, truly all about.
If you have a service member in your family or someone that you would just like to give, you know, their name, then do it.
Yeah, and let your kids, your young kids, know about this. I know a lot of kids just graduated high school, men and women. Guys, there's people in the past who graduated, went to war, and they never came back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this holiday is all about, so please remember that. All right, let's get the phones going right now, 816-476-7093. Why are you ready for this weekend? 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for this weekend? Are you there?
Yep.
Go ahead, buddy.
Just need a break, man. It's just working all the time, missing people left and right. Just need to hang out with my girlfriend, have a cold beer, and relax.
I love that. You said it perfect. What's your name and what's your girlfriend's name, buddy?
I'm Dalton and my girlfriend's Emily.
You guys have a wonderful weekend, buddy. Thank you so much for calling. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend?
It's the first day of summer.
Yay! Oh, what's your name?
Atticus.
Oh my gosh, what a cool name. Atticus. Hey, Atticus, how old are you?
8.
So when you were younger, did you have a hard time spelling Atticus?
No.
No, okay. Have a great weekend, Atticus. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why are you ready for the weekend? Hello?
So they kicked off Freedom. And Freedom is great.
That's great. Right. What's your
it
name?
It is all about Freedom.
Yeah, buddy. What's your name?
Lucas.
Lucas, did you learn about this in school or did your family teach you about it?
I learned about it at school.
That's cool, good. Buddy. You have a great weekend. 816-476-7093. Why are you ready for this weekend? We want to hear from you now, especially little kids as you're heading to the holiday weekend. And I know a lot of you are on the roads. Steve Parker will check in with traffic in just a couple of minutes. He said it's finally starting to get very heavy traffic outside.
Yeah, we really like smart people, too, like Cammie, who said, I finished up my PhD this week, so I don't have homework to do. Ooh-ooh.
That must be nice.
I threw in the ooh-ooh part.
Did you?
On the text line, it's my 5th wedding anniversary. It was 105 degrees at 5 p.m. here in KC that day. Well, hopefully, Carrie, this will be a much cooler anniversary for you.
Yeah, I think we're looking to get up to 80 today. I had a friend that sent me a text message. They were in Chicago. They don't know my daughter, but they're there where my daughter lives.
Uh-huh.
It was like 50 degrees. In Chicago
they get
yesterday.
That breeze that coming wind. Off the lake.
Oh,
yeah.
It's horrible. All right, keep your texts coming in. We want to know why are you ready for this weekend? Our phone number is 816-476-7093. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more of your calls, more of your texts. Why are you ready for this weekend? Good morning, KC. Happy holiday weekend. I hope you have a great, safe weekend with you and your family and your loved ones. We were asking you why you're ready for the weekend. The text line was just blowing up. Let's read a few of these while we have time.
We've got one on here that says, I'm excited for the weekend because it's my 29th birthday tomorrow. I get to spend the day with my wonderful boyfriend and then have a cookout with my family. That is from Madeline. On the text line, I'm a teacher and yesterday was our last day with students for the year, getting the room cleaned up and ready to go today. And then it's hello summer break. So excited to be home with my 3 and 1 year olds for the summer. And then this text says, please give a shout out to my brother Derek. He served 3 tours in Iraq in the Marine Corps. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. And to all my friends out there, you guys know who you are. Thank you again for your service. And then once again, just tell your kids why we're having this holiday. Look, it's great to get out and have fun with your family. Don't get me wrong. I get that. But there's a lot of people, especially when you think about the kids that just graduated high school. Those guys graduated high school and went straight to war, and a lot of them never came back. That's what we try to celebrate and acknowledge.
It's important
these folks.
To acknowledge what yep. this weekend is really about.
And if you're going to get out and spending a lot of money, well, we know it costs a lot to go travel nowadays. So we have something cool to give you that could give you, we don't know how much money.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we have Mix 93.3's Wheel of Fortune game where we give you a mystery mix artist and we give you clues. And if you guess correctly, you win $200 instantly. Emily from Greenwood actually guessed that our artist this week was Jax and she won $200 instantly. So on Tuesday, we'll be back with a whole new artist and more clues. But for today, we'll go ahead and give you the $30 in scratcher tickets because when you make a guess, whether you're right or wrong, you still get those. And that's awesome.
And call now 816-476-7093. And this is no joke. I had a friend on a scratcher ticket, won $1 million.
Really?
$1 million.
Where's that friend? And what is his name?
I can't do that.
What is his phone number?
So good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, how are you, man?
Oh, good. How about you? I want to say, first off, thank you for like putting it out there that this is a weekend for our military. Means a lot to me, so thank you so much.
Thank you for your service. We're just trying to let people understand, because I know people's lives go on, but these lives never went on past the war, a lot of these veterans. But thank you for your service. Tell us about your family.
I have my wife and my 2 girls. We're loving the weekend. My wife's a teacher, so she gets to be off after today. So
she's ready for summer.
There you go. Well, I hope you win a lot of money from these tickets. This has been the game by itself, Wheel of Fortune. Teresa and I have made a lot of money in Vegas playing that Wheel of Fortune game.
Yeah, it's fun. So we get $30 in Kansas Lottery's Wheel of Fortune instant scratch tickets. And then remember that next week we will start more clues with another mystery artist on Tuesday.
And man, enjoy your family this weekend. I'm going to put you on hold real quick and we'll come back and get all your info, okay?
All right, thank you.
You got it, man. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, good feelings.
Yeah, a skateboarder who actually went across the entire country and a mom's graduation gift for her daughter that has the internet in tears.
Here to inject some positivity into your morning, it's Good Feelings with Teresa.
A Long Island skateboarder and shop owner just skated from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. He stopped in Virginia Beach, and it only took him 57 days. He did it to raise awareness for Natural High, a drug prevention program for youth.
That's a long ways to go.
I feel like from here to the end of the street is a long ways to go on a skateboard. I was never very good at that. I tried because my brother used to ride, and I wanted to be like him, and I just fell off.
No, there's just no way.
Mm-hmm. And this story is from the Today Show. An Alabama mom's graduation gift for her daughter has the internet in tears. Erin Percy recently shared a video on TikTok showing a basket filled with presents for her 18-year-old daughter, Abby Rose. Each carefully wrapped package has a handwritten note attached. This is also just a really good idea if you're trying to figure out what to give someone who's graduating. So her daughter's getting ready to go off to college, and she just wants her to have something because I think it's like 9 hours away, and so there'll be times where her mom can't be with her. And there are little things like, open me when it's cold outside. Or one says, open me when you don't have the time to do laundry. And then each one has a little something in it. Like, for example, one says, open me when you need a little jolt. And I don't know if she opened them all early or if she's just, this video is a little bit old and she's had a chance to use them. But the one that says, open me when you need a little jolt, she shared with the Today Show that that was a Starbucks gift card. Like, they each have just something little. One of them talks about, like, when you're not feeling well and you open it up and it's got, like, hot tea and just little things in it that someone would want when they're sick. Something that her mother couldn't be there to give her, and so she wants her to have them.
That's super cool.
It's a super creative gift, isn't it? And
yeah.
Super sweet. Like, she's got one that says, open me when it's cold outside. And Abby shared that was a cozy sweatshirt. I mean, I just think that is so brilliant and creative, and it just is more special. And,
yeah, it really is.
And it's, you know, your mom can't be there with you, but just know that she's thinking about you.
Good morning, Casey. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Please be safe this holiday weekend. And remember why we have this holiday. And I bring it up. We've talked about it a couple times this morning. Like, think about all the young men and women who just graduated high school. One of the most incredible things for a young person to go through, and parents. But imagine back in the day when these kids went to war right after high school, the exact same age. A lot of those kids did not come home, so we honor them this holiday weekend.
Yeah, this weekend is more than just barbecues and going to the lake.
Yep. Did you decide what you're going to do, by the way?
Nothing. I told you. Absolutely nothing. It was never a decision. I am going to go home. I'm going to take off my bra, and it's not going back on until Tuesday,
there
Rocket.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Well, you and I were talking about this really all the time, that you, and we talk about moms all the time. You have been so busy. I would say the last 3 years.
Yeah, and especially this last month or two with graduation and my son. And now I'm all done. He's got one more trip with school, but I don't really have to do much. So I'm not. I'm not going to do much.
All right, Steve is coming up next. But before we get out of here, we always do this.
Our out of context quote of the day.
I bet your house smells great, too.
It does. You should come over. Mississippi pot roast and dog. Yeah, it's a really good combination of smells.
Yeah. All right, Casey, we're getting out of here until Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.